RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So this is, it's kind of a difficult week to do radio-wise with this team, with the Lions, because the season's over, but the season isn't over. Like, they have one game left, but they're not in the playoffs. So for all intents and purposes, the season's done. And yet I'm reluctant to get into the whole discussion about, okay, let's get into the offseason, what has to happen, because we still have another week to see what does have to happen. You know, will it be painfully obvious, more obvious next week than what it is now? Like, I'm not completely closing the door on the idea of Kelvin Shepard being the defensive coordinator of this football team. I think it's been awfully difficult to see results when you don't have a secondary. And when this team did have a secondary, they were much better. Keep in mind, this team got off to a 4-1 start after that awful, you know, first game against the Packers. They got off to the 4-1 start. You know, this team was a pretty good football team. They were 7-4 after they beat the Giants, took overtime to do it. And yet that Giants game might be the game that starts everybody down the path of, uh-oh, hang on. And Ken, you and I talked about this before the show. That was thinking, yes, the Lions won, but Jameis Winston and the Giant offense had over 500 yards in offense. They ran trick plays that just kind of clowned on the Lions. And if not for Jahmyr Gibbs with a couple of monster plays, you know, the Lions would have lost that game. But Gibbs had 219 yards on the ground. But that started things off on the wrong foot for the defense. That started the run of at least 400, you know, whatever it was, 450 yards a game they were giving up for five straight games. And then they have the effort against the Vikings, which is different because of who the quarterback is. But, I mean, they gave up a ton of yards to the Packers, Cowboys, Rams, and Steelers, along with the Giants to start that streak. I'm not ready to say absolutely Shepard's not the guy, but I'm certainly leaning in that direction. I don't know if anything will really change on Sunday, except that, okay, if the Bears are going to play their starters and the Lions are able to keep them in check a little bit, then I might be impressed with that, to do it on the road against a team that has shown the ability to be really good offensively at times. They certainly were last night.
Yeah, and you think Shepard would be a little bit familiar with how Ben Johnson likes to run his offense, you know, being on the same staff last couple years. So he's still kind of auditioning his job for you, Gator, right? Kelvin Shepard as the defensive coordinator. So I think the question you got to ask is, how much is this, is the attrition hurt Kelvin Shepard, or how much is it Kelvin Shepard didn't put his players in the right position to succeed? Like, you got to feel for him a little bit. Obviously, he lost two all-pro safeties, a starting corner in Terry Arnold. DJ Reed was out for a significant amount of time, right? Ali McNeil came back midway through the year, but wasn't the same. How much did Tyreek Williams develop enough? So how much is this from the injuries? How much is it from Kelvin Shepard? That's a big question to answer when we head into the offseason. Do they need a defensive coordinator, a new one?
Yeah, and if you do that, then as somebody else brought up, you want to bring in somebody with experience. And yeah, I would want to bring in somebody with experience if I'm going to make that change. Or are they going to be committed to keeping this thing going? And we don't know, because one thing we've seen under Dan Campbell is they've been willing to make changes. changes to assistant coaches, changes to coordinators. They've done it all the way, either way, I should say. You know, it was the first season. They moved on from Anthony Lynn as the offensive coordinator. They moved on from position coaches. So this is this will be interesting to see what they decide to do. But I also feel like if it's done, I don't want it to be scapegoated. I think that there's lots of reasoning for why this season went south the way it did. And I don't think anybody likes to accept what it is. I don't think you like to accept that it comes down to the offensive line being completely different. You know, the Frank Ragnow retires, and then you've got injuries to that line. I don't think people like to accept that the secondary has been decimated when you lose your starting two safeties. You know, Kirby Joseph has missed half the season at least, and Brian Branch has missed he'll miss the last four games of the season and had been in and out of a couple games prior to that. And those guys are such difference makers. Brian Branch is such an amazing difference maker. I don't think they lose to Pittsburgh if Branch plays in that game, because I don't think Pittsburgh's going to reel off three plays of significance like they did for touchdowns if Branch is there. I think at least one of those plays gets thwarted and rather quickly because he's outstanding. And he's going to be out for a significant portion next year. So we'll see what the Lions end up deciding, what they decide to do in the offseason with free agents and then going into the draft. But it'll be a much deeper dive a week from now than where it is right now. But that being said, we can still talk about it. What bothers you the most with this team going into the last week of the season? What's been the biggest disappointment going into the last week of the season? I think obviously not making the playoffs is probably the biggest disappointment. But beyond that, was there a move or has there been a player that's been disappointing? And you can look at the other side too and say what's been actually kind of surprising in a good way or encouraging for the future. I think Isaac Tesla is an encouraging player for the future. And every game when he makes plays, you're like, wow, why isn't he used more? And is it simply he's just not ready to take on that kind of workload, or he hasn't built up the trust enough with Jared Goff or Dan Campbell? Remains to be seen. But I think moving forward, Isaac Tesla is going to be a big part of this offense. He just catches everything that's thrown to him, and he has proven that he is a threat in the red zone. He'll go up and get it. He's one of the few players on his team who can give you that vertical threat. We're going straight up. You know, Laporta is another one, a bigger target. Laporta and you know, losing Laporta more than halfway through the season was monstrously bad.
The loss of the two tight ends for this team is a way more significant than I think people realize. Laporta, they asked so much of him, okay? In the receiving part, the blocking part, he sets the edge for those outside runs where Gibbs can get outside and then turn the corner. And then Brock Wright, a great blocking tight end, and catches the ball whenever thrown to him. Those two guys do so much. They ask so much of their tight ends in this offense that when they lost both of them, I think not just the interior line, the whole offensive line, they're part of the offensive line, if you ask me. They just could not run the ball anymore after that. And like I said, they couldn't get outside. Those are two significant injuries I don't think people talk about nearly enough. Like, you could say St. Brown and JMO and Tesla and all this stuff, but if you guys, those tight ends were huge for this offense.
Yeah. I love having tight ends on this team, and those two were really good, and I think that's a position they're going to have to look at in the offseason and help to bolster. They got a decision to make on Laporta. He's entering year four, if I'm not mistaken, and that's his last year of the deal because he was a second-round pick, so it's a four-year contract. So do you give him an extension? Do you wait till after the year to give him the extension? I think they have some room to wiggle with there. Some wiggle room is really what I'm looking for. But they have some wiggle room because of the ability to franchise a player if they want to, or transition a player, whatever they want to do, and save money elsewhere. I don't know. But those are, again, adding to a laundry list of decisions that they have to make. 248-539-9797. Kaiser is in Clinton Township. Kaiser, welcome to 97.1.
Oh, yeah.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Guys,
hey,
I'm driving here.
Be careful.
Yeah, icy. Yeah, I'm calling to say I count the team to be over a couple weeks ago when they lost against the Steelers. And my biggest fear is when they go into play against Chicago is that they're going to have more injuries coming up. And I don't want to have them play the starters,
So who would you
sit? Play as more of a who I would sit.
Yeah, well, because you can't sit every starter, but who in particular do you not want to see play?
I don't want to see Jared Goff play. Wouldn't want to see J-Mo play. I would more count as more of a preseason game than anything else to see if any of the other guys on the practice squad can do anything too to see what they can do. I want to put our starters in the line of fire if they don't need to be.
Well, I guess, and thanks for the call. I can understand to some extent with some players that I might say you don't have to play. Guys have been banged up. Like a Penei Sewell has been on the injury report every week for the last several, I don't know how many weeks he's been on the injury report with practice report. If they tell him he's not going to play, it wouldn't surprise me. And other players on the offensive line that have been hurt, like Taylor Decker. Does Taylor Decker need to play the last week of the season? Maybe not. But I think other guys, absolutely. Like Jared Goff's been completely healthy, knock on wood. And I get it. You don't want him to get hurt. But at the same time, this is a guy who's making, $50 million a year. He doesn't want to sit. I'll guarantee that. If we talk to him tomorrow, his mindset is he's playing. And he wants to play the whole game. But a guy like St. Brown, he got banged up. Is he going to play? Doesn't need to. I think it's going to come down to guys that show up on the injury report, Kang. If they come up as questionable, then maybe that's as good as doubtful. Then maybe you just say, okay, you're questionable. Maybe you're not playing. That could be different. 97-1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.